Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Harris. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dick Reichel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Chaplin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Pennock. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dewey Mativier. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dewey Mativier. And now, play ball. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evans. Minoski reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Minoski scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Dick Reichel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichel hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. There goes Pratt trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Reichel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaplin for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Dewey Mativier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mativier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Chaplin juggles the ball. That's an error on Chaplin. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Reichel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichel is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichel hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pittenger hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Pennock covering, for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Evans reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Minoski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoski. Evans scores. McInnes moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to second to catch McInnes off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dewey Mativier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mativier is 0-for-1 in the game. Mativier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mativier. The throw from Chaplin and he is safe. Mativier steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. Mativier scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaplin hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennock hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa strikes out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Chaplin and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Reichel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Dewey Mativier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mativier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mativier bunts towards the mound. Pennock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Neill moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Reichel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichel is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichel hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Mativier covering, for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 0-for-2 in the game. Chaplin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chanot Collins pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Chanot Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Russell now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Reichel who is chasing the ball. Summa reaches third base with a triple. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summit tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Joe Evans. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into center field. Reichel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Gardner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing center field. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dewey Mativier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mativier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mativier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-4 in the game. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Chaplin and he is safe. Wamsgans steals second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mativier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Reichel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichel is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichel hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pratt moves to second. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 0 for 3 in the game. Chaplin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pratt scores. Pittenger moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Elmer Miller pinch hits for Alan Russell. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.